Well, as the McKenzie scandal lingers, another former top public servant has added to a barrage of calls now for a federal corruption commission or a parliamentary ethics advisor to grapple with politicians who serve their own interests over that of the public's. Andrew Podger is a former Australian Public Service Commissioner. He also headed up several government departments during his long career, and he says it's essential reform. He's also lamented that the Prime Minister rejected advice he received from an inquiry into the public service late last year that would have helped cement accountability. I spoke to Andrew Podger earlier.
I think there are a number of questions that still have to be answered. We haven't yet heard whether what she did was legally appropriate. I assume somewhere there's some legal advice now from Attorney Generals, but we haven't seen that. We certainly haven't got a sensible answer yet about the propriety of doing it if she was legally entitled to make the decisions, whether they were made in a proper way, notwithstanding the rather different position that the head of PM&C have put it than the ANAO put it.
And would you say that the minister in this case, given what we know from the Auditor General's report, stepped over the mark?
Well, I think the Auditor General's view is pretty authoritative, that it looks as if the basis of the decisions were not consistent with the guidelines of the program. Now, ministers can have an involvement in setting guidelines, but if they overturn a recommendation, they're quite entitled to do so usually, so long as it is consistent with the guidelines they have set. There is every reason to believe that the minister did not do that.
And yet the government is saying nothing to see here. And that's based on the report that the head of the Prime Minister's department has done, insofar as the Prime Minister has told us that, because we haven't seen that report. So can Australians be confident that they've got the full picture here?
I don't think the head of the Prime Minister's department should have been asked to give public advice on this issue. I don't think when you've got the head of Prime Minister's and Cabinet appointed because of a personal relationship with the Prime Minister, that the public can believe that it's sufficiently independent. If there is to be advice given to the Prime Minister, I think the appropriate place would be either a independent commission on corruption, a la the New South Wales arrangements, or alternatively, an ethics advisor of the Parliament along the lines of the Canadian arrangement. But to have the head of PM&C do it, I think is not the right answer.
At this point, the government is saying nothing more to see here, but you think that there are more answers for Bridget McKenzie and the government to give?
Well, I think there are. I've also got concern about a slightly different agenda, that only last December the government rejected a number of recommendations from the Thodey report on the public service. And amongst those recommendations that were rejected were a clarification of the respective roles of the head of the Prime Minister's Department and the Public Service Commissioner. I think what we're getting from the head of the Prime Minister's Department by this report yesterday underlines that we do need to have the Public Service Commissioner as the professional head of the public service, not the head of Prime Minister and Cabinet. The public service needs to be led clearly on a professional level, associated with the public service values, in a way that is different from what the head of PM&C, who is there to marshal the resources of the public service for the Prime Minister and Cabinet, that's a different role from professionally guarding the values of the public service. And I think that it's unfortunate that those recommendations of the Thodey report have been set aside.
Andrew Podger, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Andrew Podger is a former Australian Public Service Commissioner, now Professor of Public Policy at the Australian National University.